I realize that if I want to keep the electricity bill down, I have to stop using the heat space heater. So I'm just like spending my days freezing. So yes,
I just read a book where they're freezing the whole time. It made me so cold.
The main character?
Yeah, they're like in this really cold planet, and they're just the main character's so cold.
You read a sci-fi?
This is my first sci-fi book.
How is it? Is it cold because the electricity bills on that planet's too high?
No. It's an ice planet, and the guy that's visiting is not from an ice planet, so he's a little bit not used to what's going on. Mm. I think I'm going to move somewhere warm where I can drive a car to the grocery store. That's my dream.
Hollywood.
Yeah. No.
Really?
No, Planet Hollywood.
Are you implying you're going to L.A.?
No, I don't want to go to L.A. I want to go to Savannah, Georgia.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I could see you there.
Guess what I had for lunch?
What'd you have?
Oatmeal. Guess what I had for breakfast?
Oatmeal.
Toast.
Mm.
Wow, look at everybody here. This is great.
That was a rapid
welcome,
join.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is so great. What a good sized group of people. Don't you think, Manolo? Is this a good sized group of people?
I was just impressed by how Alex was able to make everyone join at the same time.
Yes, that too. I'm very impressed. And we have some old favorites here, looks like, which is great, and some new favorites, which is also great. Okay, so with that being said, Manolo, do you have any announcements before we get started?
No, I have a question, but maybe you could wait for some other time.
No, it seems like this is the time.
Like, when you buy fresh herbs, do you, for a specific meal, when you're done with it, what do you do with the rest of the herbs?
Because I just want to take this one. I just threw them in
my beans today.
Oh, great. Okay. Either Tats or Emily. I'm not sure who. Okay, we're going to find out.
Hey, it's Tots.
Tots. Thank you, Tots.
So you just let them wilt in your fridge, Manola.
And then what?
Thanks, Tots.
And then
observe the circle of life.
Exactly. I'm doing that with some parsley right now.
Yeah, I know. I was the same with parsley, yeah. Apparently parsley's good for you.
Thanks so much for your honesty, Tots. That was gorgeous.
Not fun to watch.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Let's see. It looks like we've already got someone asking what was the question. That's helpful. Okay, so the question was what to do with herbs. It had nothing to do with the start of the show. This is pretty much we're going out starting with a bang. Okay. So I just want you to know, Manolo, I'm coming in from a really good place. It's under 35 degrees, which means
more oatmeal.
Dogs gotta wear a coat. That's the best part about it being cold outside. You get to put your dog in a coat. And
does your dog like it?
Don't think so, but it looks really funny. It's like a little fleece. It was $8 and it makes him look like a little athlete.
What is it, Patagonia type thing or?
Yeah, it looks like one of those like Patagonia or like LL Bean, like with the half zip.
Mm.
You know, I'm going to go get it. I'm so sorry. I just got to show it to you. Okay. I'm going to go. I'll be right back. I never do this. I got to go. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, so anyway, I don't have anything that I don't buy. I mean, I'm wearing a.
Okay. Look, I mean, would you look at this thing? I mean, would you look at this thing? I mean, look at this. Oh my gosh.
Put it on.
I can't fit into this thing. But look at this little. Look at this. little, and he's got to roll up the little cups because his legs are too short, but his body's pretty big for his regular dog. So, I mean, look at these little cups. Oh my gosh.
It's adorable.
Yeah. I'm in a good place. Are you in a good place?
I'm in a good place. That would make the dog look like he goes upstate during quarantine.
Yeah. Andrew Yang style. My dog. Yeah, my dog's really into Andrew Yang. So this is pretty cool. I'm just going to kind of keep this with me. If ever the podcast gets kind of dull, I'll just kind of lift this up, you know, and then I think that'll get things going again.
Should I bring out my dying herbs?
Yeah, it seems like a good time to do that. Yeah, I think
Should I do it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
Well, you know, sometimes it's just not the right time to start the show. You understand, of course. I guess, you know, Manolo typically doesn't have the theme song with him, which is understandable since he's at home. But look at those. They're gorgeous.
Delicious.
It really does look nice. I would bundle that stuff up and put it in a broth.
Bless my house. Yeah, I'll do that. I threw it in my beans today. Is that something that you're allowed to do? Oh, no. Are you frozen?
What? No, you're frozen. No, you're frozen. Okay. No, my internet connection is on.
It's because I did
stable. No, yours is. Okay.
What?
What? Okay. So with that said, I do want to see, does anyone have an instrument? Does anyone know the theme song that could help us out? So many people.
Steven? Oh.
People really would like it. We have now, basically the way Zoom cuts it off, it looks like I'm about to call on someone who is from Mars. Okay. Just the way it's cut off. But Stephen Khalil, it looks like you are from Mars, but I'm assuming it's from somewhere else. Mars.
I am from Mars. Hill. I'm from Mars Hill, North Carolina.
Oh, there we go.
This is exciting.
Okay. That was the best knock knock joke I ever heard. So do you have the theme song? Could you play it?
Oh, yes. It's okay. So I have a piano here. I'm not very good at it, but I have a piano, and I also have like a drum set on the piano that just makes noises.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that. Okay.
That seems like that's enough to make the theme song.
Can you hear it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Big time.
All right. All right. Wait, are you singing, Manolo, or am I singing?
Let's both sing.
Okay.
You started off, though.
All right.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ring, ring on the telephone. It's Joe. Firestone. If you want to play a game, then we're not home. If you need to know. It's Dr. Game Show.
Woo! Cha-cha-cha.
Wow. Fresh from Mars. That was excellent. Thank you so much. That was a truly beautiful, beautiful performance. Wow. Manolo, the bar is set pretty high. Okay, so... with this said, this is a podcast. If you're new, this is a podcast where we try to play games. They're submitted by listeners from all over the world. They can email us at drgameshow@gmail.com, and we will read the games and play them on the air. So if you're thinking, I would love to get my name out there in a podcast without hosting, this is the chance to do it. You know, this is a chance for you to really get your name out there. That's what we're saying. Mm-hmm. So and if you'd like to play with us, you have the chance to win a
custom magnet.
Custom magnet. That's a regular magnet, a little bit different, a little bit special. Yeah. So that with that said, this is a pretty participatory podcast. You're going to hear from a lot of voices, a lot of faces, and it'll keep you awake at night.
Really? Does it keep you awake at night?
I don't know. I just got a message from someone saying that they really liked my podcast because it put them to sleep. Mm. And that made me pretty disappointed. Yeah. It was a comedy podcast.
Was it because of me?
No, never. You're like a bolt of lightning. Oh. No, you're a bolt of fresh lightning.
Fresh lightning.
Yeah.
Waiting to die in the fridge.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, that if any time I've been more awake, it's because of you.
Okay. Not because of Lofi?
No, Lofi, did I show you this? Cool. Oh, I mean, look at this fleece again. Can you believe this thing? Okay. $8 for this much fabric. Okay. So, with that said, do you want to start? Would you like to start the game?
Yeah, let's start the game.
One game we'll win. We'll vote on that game. That will be the game we play next episode. Shabba, shabba, shabba. So this first game is called Monster Sneak Jobs. It's submitted by 8-year-old Katie from Ohio.
Manolo, do you have
Do you have an instrument with you?
I do.
Let's hear it.
This?
Yeah, that sounds really good.
Can you hear my voice?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. It goes a little something like this. Monster sneak jobs. I try to keep my work public, but the monsters keep it under the rug. Rug, 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 rug. Does that work?
Yeah, that works. You know, it sounds like this. It's about to break into like a really fast place, like ding, 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 and then it never does.
No, that's my life.
Okay, so this is how Katie writes. Joe or Manolo name a job someone does, and the callers must guess what kind of monster would be best suited to that job and why. Manolo's expertise on the subject is absolute, and so he alone can tell the caller if they were correct. Manolo, what are you doing?
Oh, right now? I'm on a new setup, and I'm trying to do my...
Your chin is higher than I've ever seen.
I know, it sucks. I never lift my chin.
Looks like you're peering into the neighbor's yard or something.
No, I'm trying to set up my... audio settings, because I think I forgot to do it.
No, okay. It sounds really good.
All right. Apparently it's telling me to set up professional audio, because it thought that might...
You look like a giraffe getting ready to eat a tasty leaf. Okay. But did you get that you have to have expertise on the subject?
On what subject? Okay. I thought that I could, you know, when you play a game and then it's like, oh, you'll learn it as we play. Mm-hmm. I thought it would be like that. Or like,
yeah, no, it would, but I did just read the sentence. Manolo's expertise on this subject is absolute, which it's pretty hardcore.
What subject? I hope it's not.
What kind of monsters are best suited to jobs?
Oh, AKA yes.
Monster Sneak Job, the game where we were, remember?
Yes, of course, yeah.
Rug, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so the caller wins a custom magnet if they guess the correct monster. Okay, so hold on. Okay, if they correctly explain why, they get 1,000 Manolo bucks redeemable at their local grocery store. The game ends when it gets boring. Okay, Katie, that's pretty harsh, but... So I guess you, Manolo, I'm going to say a job, and then you're going to have to know what monster does this job without saying it.
Okay.
And then the caller guesses, and if they guess correctly after explaining why, if they explain why they're correct guess, they do get 1,000 Manolo bucks redeemable at their grocery store. You understand?
Gotcha. This is good.
Okay. So that seems pretty, everybody understands that, right? Perfect. Okay, so let's see. Would anyone like to go first? So many people want to go. Wow, it's wild. Everybody's raising their hand. Okay, great. Jamil in Atlanta.
Hey, how's it going?
Jamil, how are you?
I'm doing well. How's everybody?
Yeah, I mean, did you see this thing? Did you check out this little
what
guy?
A treat.
It looks cute. I'd love to see it on a little pug or French bulldog.
Well, I don't have one of those. Look at that. Yeah. Look at where you put the
What's
leash.
What's that for? Okay.
Got to keep your dogs on a short leash, especially if they're,
Yeah, they bite humans.
You know, it would be a cool addition to those, suit is putting holes in the sleeve for their thumb to go through.
Well, is it their thumb? What is that called? The little thing on there?
Yeah,
their thumb. I think it's called a dog thumb.
A dog thumb. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Jamil, you're obviously, you know, you seem like you've had jobs in the past. Do you have a job currently?
I've had so many jobs in the past.
Excellent. Okay. Yeah. So
I think I'm
just so we know, just to give us a sense, what's probably the worst job?
Worst job, probably bus boy. Server is pretty close to that. But any type of service job, really, I think. Yeah.
I was a server and I was pretty bad at it. One time, another server just poured salad dressing on my shoe.
Oh no!
Because he hated me.
Wow, that's aggressive.
Yeah, I had a balsamic shoe.
Balsamic shoe. That's not even my favorite. But yeah.
Yeah, I wish I had a ranch shoe.
Right.
I was thinking of the story you told Joe about when you applied as a barista. Do you remember that?
No, and I didn't know it was pronounced that way either.
Is it barista? Sorry.
It sounds like you're saying lawyer in British.
A barista. Yeah.
Thank you. Right. Yeah. Wow. Are you an actor as well?
I play many roles. Yeah.
Okay. This is great. This
and
is
all
great.
The jobs.
Okay. So you have a lot of jobs experience. So I'm going to give you a job. You're going to tell me what monster you think would do it. And then Manolo's going to kind of explain whether you're wrong or right after you give a thorough explanation.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and say plumber.
Plumber, let's see. I got to think of all the monsters, and I've got a 3-year-old. So, of course, all the Monsters, Inc. characters are thrown in there. Which I don't know if you want to keep to the universal, but
that's plumber, very universal property.
Without getting sued, I'd say the creature from the lower depths of the sewer system, or the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Okay. So you were saying either the creature from the Black Lagoon or the lesser known creature from the sewer system.
Well, I don't know copyright issues.
Of course.
There's a lot of things I'm in there, though. But
I mean, that's really it's that's pretty thorough. And why would you say such a thing?
Well, I think the gills helps. You can kind of stay underwater, especially if it's a messy job. And I've not seen all the messier jobs. I was just an apprentice with young Mario, but I think being aquatic probably would help.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
An aquatic. The flow
of the pipes and everything. Yeah. Yeah.
Yucky. If you know plumbers, they got to get in those toilets.
Mm-hmm.
Swim around.
But Manolo, what do you think? You think it's the creature from the sewers, aka creature from the Black Lagoon?
Oh, of course.
Well.
Sewage.
Looks like you don't need a job anymore. You just got 1,000 Manolo bucks.
Whoa, cool.
Hey, Hey, I love that enthusiasm. And unfortunately, no custom magnet.
What?
Well, I'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much. Okay, so let's see. Who else do we have that would like to play? So many people want to play. It looks like, oh, great. Okay. It looks like Maggie wants to play from Addison. Maggie, where are you?
We're in Addison, Maine. It's like on the coast of Maine, a small fishing town.
Oh, nice.
Sounds like a Stephen King setting. Perfect.
So Maggie, I did live in a haunted house last year, so yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Where is it? Is it nearby?
Yeah, it was like built in the 1850s. It was an old farmhouse, and I lived in it by myself.
Hmm.
Whoa.
On purpose?
What do you mean?
out of necessity, yeah.
Hmm.
And you know it. You know it's
gone. But like sometimes I would be in the kitchen and I lived there by myself and I would like hear a chair being dragged in another room.
Tig Notaro working on her bits.
Manolo, I told you no more digs at Tig. Okay.
I'm sorry, no dig tigs. All right.
Wow. Okay. So Maggie, this is you've given us a lot right away, but what we know now is that you're very familiar with you know, the spirit world, which we value.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, I'm going to go ahead and give you one. You ready for this?
We're so ready.
Okay. Okay. The job is made.
I feel like you had an idea earlier. Rat King.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Rat King. Mm. Rat King is it's like, but think of the Cinderella rats, or they might be mice.
They're mice. Yeah, they're definitely mice.
Yeah. So Mouse King.
Mouse King.
Mouse King.
Definitely.
Okay. Yeah. Because it could like disperse and clean lots of things at once and then come back together as a Mouse King.
Oh, so you're referring to Mouse King as like a nest.
Like a sentient like thousand rats mouse.
Oh.
Can you imagine that, putting Cinderella in a girdle?
Cinderella in a girdle?
Is that how it works? I don't know. I haven't seen it in a while.
You mean a corset, Manolo?
Corset.
He's like 16 years old.
I don't know.
All right.
The girdle goes around the leg.
Oh,
yeah, I have fond memories of putting on my grandma's girdle. I remember I just had the right size fingers to push it through the little holes. Childhood. So Maggie, you think that the mice king, as a unit of many mice, would be, and Alex, you're also in on this.
Yeah, I can talk. Yeah.
Okay. The classic thumbs up on a podcast. The one we love to see. Okay, so Manolo, what would you say?
Oh, that'd be great to have a Mouse King made.
All right, that's it. And then you got 1,000 Manolo bucks.
Mm-hmm. We'll never go on.
What local grocery store are you going to redeem it at?
The local store is called Four Corners because it's at the Four Corners where the roads meet.
Okay, so just an intersection.
Yeah, it's called Four Corners. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Maine does. Thank you so much, Maggie and Alex. Thank you so much. Again, no custom magnet. Interesting. Okay, so let's see. We're going to take one more player for this one, and then we'll move quite along. Wow, so many people want to play. So many people. It's too overwhelming. Oh, great. Okay, either Sarah, Milo, or Remy. Who are you?
I'm Sarah. Milo and Remy have abandoned me for Xbox.
Okay. That's pretty much the direction of a lot of our listeners going to Xbox. Yeah. That's our main dependence.
Yeah. It's okay. Someday they'll want to play with me.
So Sarah,
Not Wisconsin, Washington State.
My gosh, you know me, I see a W and I think that's what it means. Yes. So you're in Washington State.
Yes. Basically Idaho.
Okay. Okay. Getting a sense of this now. All right. So, so you're, and who are Milo and Remy to you?
Well, Milo is my son, and then Remy is my bonus child. He's a family friend's kid. So
beautiful.
We had a sleepover, and they've been awake all night long playing video games. I thought maybe we could take a bunch of game show breaks, but...
I knew we should have pitched our show as a PlayStation game.
Okay, so Sarah, are you ready? Or do you have a do you have experience with jobs?
I do. I've done lots of jobs.
Okay. What was maybe the easiest job?
Being a bank teller.
Yeah, that sounds like a good job, touching all that crispy paper. Yum, yum.
Yeah. Yep.
Seems like they're really having some fun over there. Yeah. Yeah, pretty awesome. They're really going and having a good time.
Really bonding, like,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Sarah, do you mind if you just kind of do some random giggling just to prove to them that you're having a really good time?
I mean, yeah, I've been laughing pretty much the whole time I've been signed on. Just you know, so they know that I'm having fun.
Just kind of as yell. Well. I'm having fun. Just yell it out.
Yeah, like, yeah, like, Milo, look at how much fun I'm having. Joe's talking to you and wants to play games.
No, don't. That makes me seem desperate. You're kind of just like,
okay.
Just like, ha 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 ha. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, this is so much fun, Milo.
Okay. Milo just shook his head and looked at the TV. That hurts. Okay. So, so Sarah, here we go. So I will go ahead and give you a job. We'll see what happens. So I'm going to go ahead and say a bank teller. Yeah. What kind of monster would be good at that?
Ooh. I feel like vampires would be good at bank telling.
Why is that?
You know?
Okay.
They're really old and they don't age at all. So they're really familiar with... I feel like a lot of vampires are rich. They know a lot about money.
Yeah.
Just living forever.
You know? I thought you were going to say because of the count.
Oh, yes.
My goodness.
That's what I meant to say. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's beautiful. Manolo, what do you think?
Yeah, because of the count. Sure.
No, Manolo, you can't just say your own joke again. You have to. Are you going to give Sarah the points?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, I would.
Well, it looks like you're going to need your bank teller skills again because you're getting 1,000 Manolo bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! I can buy so many beans with that.
Thank you so much. Okay, wow, that was so much fun. Milo, Remy.
Yeah, we're having so much fun. Gosh.
Really good. Really good.
Did you just hear him? No, we're not.
Thanks. Thank you so much. Okay, well, I'll check in with you in a little bit, but thanks so much, Sarah. Okay, so.
What if you showed him a loaf's a jacket?
Yeah, it's just that I just can't. Okay. I can't beg for attention from children anymore. It's just beyond what I can do in 2021. I've made a video with my nephew, and I was so desperate for his attention. I go, Sammy, have you ever eaten a stick of butter? And that's on video now. It's so embarrassing. And he ignores my question because it's so stupid.
Yeah, kids.
Sammy, have you ever eaten a stick of butter? Oh, okay. So we're going to move on. So that was Monster Sneak Jobs from Katy in Ohio. And this now is Dr. Time Saver, submitted by Jason Toshida. And here is how this game... Oh, well, but first, if you want to go ahead and...
do I need accompaniment or...
Looks like okay. Emily and Tats would like to go. Okay, Emily and Tats. Here we go. Emily and Tats.
Oh wow!
Guessing to that?
Sure, yep. Yeah. Whoa. Dr. Time Saver. That was almost Rhapsody in Blue, but
that's gorgeous.
That's what we were going for. Oh, so
right on.
So for those who didn't see the instrument, Tats, could you explain the instrument you were playing just now?
Oh, that was just a didgeridoo.
Mm-hmm. And how long is that approximately?
Oh, it's almost as tall as me. Maybe it's 4 feet long.
Right. And then will you
4.5
on the keyboard?
It's just a big, long, hollowed out tree. And you just blow into it and it.
Native to Santa Barbara.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. That was a new sound we haven't had yet. So
I wanted you to have that sound, Joe.
Thank you. Okay, I'll see you later. Okay, bye. Bye, y'all. Okay, so this is Dr. Time Saver. Here's how the game works. The focus of this game. We never had that before. The focus of this game is to create an invention that will feasibly save you previous seconds of your busy day. Each product has to have a cool name as determined by Manolo and a good catchphrase to go with it. For example, the snoozer is a device that you hit that starts a Rube Goldberg-esque machine that eventually hits your snooze button on your phone and buys you those precious extra moments of sleep. The downside is that it takes 4 hours of intense labor to reset the system, so you're incentivized to get out of bed. The tagline is, don't be a loser, buy a snoozer, so you can be the best user.
User.
A player wins if the product is something that Manolo would buy. So I believe what you're trying to do is create a time-saving invention, come up with a cool name for it and a catchphrase. And then Manolo, if you would like to buy it, then they get a custom magnet. So yeah. This is a real chance. If you're thinking, I don't want to play until custom magnets are at stake, this is really the option to do so. So with that said, we'd love to hear from some people we haven't heard from yet. Any new takers out there, we'd love to hear from you. If you don't have if you just want to play, you don't have an idea yet, we'll brainstorm with you. Okay, we'll let you, no pressure here. Okay, yeah, Michael in Phoenix. Michael in Phoenix, Arizona.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Manolo. Hello. I got my Dr. Game Show shirt on today.
Yay.
It looks great. It looks great.
Right? Hey, me and Alex are matching.
Oh, wow. Alex, look at you. You look great, too. So, Michael, do you have an idea or do you need us to help you?
Yeah, let's workshop this together. So here's where I'm starting, because we know we have to appeal to Manolo, right? So I've got onions and beans.
No.
What's our next step, Joe?
And that's a really good jumping off place. If anyone also can help, this is a good time to jump in. Okay. Stephen Khalil from Mars. Let's see.
All right. So we got the onions and beans, right? And we can add some old dying herbs. I think that'll work out very well.
Yeah.
I don't know else. Maybe bananas. I don't know if you ate bananas before, but maybe add bananas.
Yeah, I'm all about bananas.
Yeah.
So are we thinking, is this like an Instapot type of thing where we can put all the ingredients in overnight so that they like really, you get very flavorful mix, and then Manolo, when he wakes up in the morning after he does his red light infrared facial treatment, he's got his breakfast already.
Oh, yes, and that'll save him from making more beans because they're already made. You can put the old dying herbs in it.
And what is it called?
Cold cereal.
That's genius.
Okay, so Michael likes that. Okay, and what is the catchphrase?
So I think the catchphrase is, onions are great, save the date.
Cold cereal on my plate.
Okay, well.
We've got something going on here. This is great. This genius. Is, this pure is genius.
Manolo, would you buy?
Yeah, it's kind of like overnight oats or whatever they're called. And yeah. This is more filling, more nutritious. So yeah.
Well,
I knew it would stick to your heart.
It looks like you two are getting a custom magnet sent to both of your houses, Mars and Phoenix. Wow. Okay, so now I did see a hand raised. I don't know if this was for collaboration or for a new idea, but Laura Jacobis from Brooklyn is here with us. Laura.
Hi, Joe. How are you? Laura,
just so I know, were you calling to contribute to the cold cereal idea, or do you have?
Yeah, it was before it became cold cereal, when it was just kind of onions and what have you. Sure, I just wanted to get like a knife involved, so that they could kind of cut.
Knives are my thing.
Yeah,
you want to cut the beans?
Yeah, you need to get those beans in equal quarters.
Mm.
So you don't think beans are also equal size enough?
It's kind of like that old Mickey Mouse cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want them to be more bite size, as Sarah put in the chat.
Bite size beans. Yeah, yeah. I mean, this is supposed to save you time. So I feel like beans are too big. Yeah.
Beans are too big. So you want to make smaller beans.
Yeah, yes. I could slurp it up with a straw.
Yeah.
Okay. And so this is a completely different time saver, but you're kind of hoping he doesn't. I mean, basically, this is kind of doing, you know, what you do to grapes for preschoolers. And this is great for Manolo.
Wait, preschoolers
can't eat full grapes. Don't give a full grape to a preschooler.
Is it like
it'll
a dog
stick
show?
In their throat.
They'll choke.
Yeah, they'll choke.
Oh, is it like you can't give dogs chocolate?
No.
The danger is choking.
So, yeah. Make sure you cut it up.
It sounds like you're thinking dogs are going to choke on chocolate.
Yeah. Cut it up first.
Okay. So, Laura, what is the name of this tiny bean project you got going on?
It's a project.
Well, yeah, at first it was untitled Tiny Bean Project. And now we've kind of have a kind of a development name of kind of like a code name of like Black Shoe. Just, I mean, it's mainly to like throw people off so that, you know, when you look at the when you look at like the development, the research and stuff, you don't know that we're gonna be cutting tiny beans.
And just so we know, who is the main competitor here, you know, who is the Slugworth, so to speak?
Oh yeah, Apple.
Oh, okay, Apple. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so this is basically like a just kind of a knife that goes into beans and makes it smaller and just so we know. What's the catchphrase? Do you have one yet?
Of course. Yeah. It's a knife so small it can cut beans.
Yeah. No, that does have a ring to it. So, sometimes I do think my knife's too big for these beans. With that said, I mean, Manolo, would you buy this? Would you invest?
Oh, I love tiny knives. Yeah, sure.
Well, Laura, you're getting a custom magnet, okay?
Great. Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah.
No, you wonderful. Okay, thanks so much, Laura. Okay, so we're kind of really, I mean, this is getting a lot of ideas. Okay, looks like Tiger in Cork, Ireland is here. Okay, we have a few hands. This is great. Okay, so Tiger, do you need to develop the idea or do you have it fully?
No, I have a kind of a general idea of what the problem is. I'm really not sure about the solution yet, but I spent a lot of time trying to fit a fitted sheet on the mattress. You know, it's like hours, days, fortnights. You know?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about some sort of maybe military research grade wind tunnel or like Large Hadron Collider that you could throw your mattress in, throw your fitted sheet in, and either they come together or they're both destroyed. So this is kind of where I'm at in my life now, and I want to just save this time. think about calling it the Desperation Unlimited, maybe 4,000, 5,000, maybe 6,000.
Okay, start.
5,000, yeah. And the tagline I was thinking of was, please give me back my life.
That's what I usually yell when I'm trying to fit a duvet on the comforter.
Okay, it could also work with the duvet and comforter with the right attachment. You know?
Did you ever try to like attach or put it on and then find yourself inside the duvet?
That's a bonus for me. Yeah. Really,
I didn't need a wind tunnel for that.
I just forgive me for, you know, just questioning, you know, your ideas. I just don't understand why the wind tunnel, what the wind tunnel does.
It's mostly a kind of a metaphor for the frustration that can also maybe help solve the problem. So it's kind of a functional poetry.
I thought it was like kind of like raising the chances of it to collide.
That too.
Just kind of speed it up.
Yeah.
The randomness of putting
on a fitted sheet. Tiger, you said that you needed some help developing. It seems pretty thought out.
Once I started talking, it kind of came together as one of those beautiful mind situations, you know?
Yeah.
Mm, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Manolo, what do you think? Do you think that, please give me my life back? What do you think? Do you think you're going to invest?
Oh, totally. I would invest. I need that.
Yes. That works out really good. Congratulations, Tiger. Congrats.
Thank you.
That's wonderful. Wow. Desperation Innovation, was it?
The Desperation Unlimited 5,000.
Thanks so much. Okay, thanks so much. Okay, so this is getting pretty good. Looks like it's Stella also. Stella in Austin, Texas.
Hello. Yes, hey, I have an idea. I just came, I didn't know this issue existed until yesterday. And so what this game is just, I'm very excited. It's called a slicer. Yes. And, so what it is, a bagel slicer and toaster. So you just put it in and then it slices it and toasts it at the same time. So yeah, and my slogan is slice and toast it so you can eat it. So
yeah, so it pretty much, yeah, if you don't understand the name, just read the slogan and you know. Okay, yeah. So
it's like slicing it without ending up with like a mountain of crumbs around your feet, right?
Feet? What are you just
whenever just I try to slice a
bagel. Free slicing it?
Yeah, there's always like a giant pile. I was like, there's more crumbs than a bagel. I should put that in to a press and press it into a third bagel slice.
Okay. Save it for the Joe Rogan show, okay? This is, he's starting his 5-minute Comedy Central set. Okay. So this is pretty good, the slicer. Manolo, what do you think?
It. Oh, of course. I would need one. What if you wanted it scooped out?
Yeah, what if you want it scooped? Stella?
The bagel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a
scoop. I don't understand.
A big thing
I think is really popular in New York is to ask for a bagel and then have all the bagel removed before you get to eat it. And it's kind of a New York thing. It seems to make a lot of sense. So you just get the shell of a bagel.
Mm.
You understand?
I just want the appearance of a bagel. It's just mostly cream cheese. And
just like the outer ring,
Yeah.
Yeah, and all the bread that you didn't want, you fill it with like a wet dairy product, so you get you get actually triple the cream cheese. Mm-hmm. It's really good.
It's healthier.
Mm. Yeah, we can have that as like a Rev 2 option. Yeah.
Rev 2, yeah. The 6,000, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it makes a lot of sense. What do you think, Manolo?
I'm into it. Let's Shark Tank it up. or whatever.
Shark Tank it up. And that's right. Stella, congratulations. You're getting Shark Tanked. Mark Cuban over here says, hey, yeah. Okay, so that's really good work. I did just see a Shark Tank where the guy came in and he had on like a lab coat, and he was like really like all science. He had glasses, and it looked like he had prop glasses on. You know that look?
Mm.
And then he's like, he was selling high protein peanut snacks. And then he was like, and you know what happens if you eat these peanut snacks? And then he ripped off his lab coat and was completely ripped underneath.
Mm.
And all the people on Shark Tank go, wow, yeah.
So he was like shirtless?
Yeah, he was shirtless. He was shirtless under the lab coat.
Did he remove took off the glasses,
which were turned out to be fake.
Pretty good. That's how you sell a product. Pretend you're a scientist. Turns out you did a lot of sit-ups.
Okay, it looks like we've gotten... Okay, Rob Lugo in Glenside, Pennsylvania has had his hand up for quite a while. Rob, we've seen you once before. Is that correct?
Yeah. I came to a live screening in a live show at a library. It was wild.
Mm.
And where was your wife and baby at the time?
They were in the car. You remember that? Yes.
And they waited in the car the whole time.
This is now my baby. He's 6 years old.
Oh,
and
goodness.
I told him about the Super Mario Bosses game, and he became very interested in that game. But I've been following you guys since the beginning.
How old is he when he was in the car with your wife?
A baby.
He
was
maybe two or three, maybe younger. I don't remember. Oh, it's a long time ago. Different job.
What a time.
I know. So I have two. I'm really into this product design. I have two ideas. One came about yesterday, much like Stella, where I had a really good soup, but I only had a fork. And I was talking to the people around me, and I said, like, isn't this the worst? You know, when you like want to eat your soup, but you only have a fork. So it's a fork that converts into a spoon. And the tagline is, it's about time to switch it up. So there's that one. And then there's Theo. And then there's Smelly Nelly Beans. And this one goes for more.
Wait, hold on. I got to ask, is the slogan actually, it's about time.
Yeah, to switch it up.
Okay, great. Okay.
Yeah, they both of my ideas have a diversity angle. I'm always like trying to get some DI in there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So the second one is Smelly Nelly Beans. And this one's more about diversity. So you know how they have the jelly beans that they're all sweet? Like you get the pineapple one, you get the strawberry one. Well, I'm also thinking like, why can't it be like a rice flavored bean? Why can't it be a bean flavored bean? Why can't you have like one that's like Pakistani food, right? So, and then the tagline for that is the more beans are good for your heart. The more you eat them, the more you expand your palate and support Black and brown owned businesses. I don't know. Either one of those options, I think would be really good.
That actually got an applause break, Rob. So congratulations.
No, I meant Nelly, like the rapper, like, you know, like take off all your clothes. Somebody was asking if it was for Tato.
Mm-hmm. I'm just familiar.
This bean is not like a bird. It's more like a sweaty nightclub type of situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wish if we had a soundboard right now, it would do that one. Well, I guess it's a bad word. Never mind. Okay, so he has a star. I'm just saying that he has a star on the Walk of Shame. Fame. Okay, he's got Where's a star on the Walk at, of Joe? Fame. And it's in the Loop in St. Louis.
Mm, yeah.
Okay, it's a pretty good location too, if I don't mind myself saying. So, okay, so Manolo, what do you think? Are you buying both products? Keep in mind, one got an applause break, and the other one, it really, instead of just kind of inventing the spoon, boring, it was a fork that turned into a spoon.
And just to clarify, it's not a sport. Don't confuse it with a sport. This is a new thing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We've been thinking about it.
How's it
different? I would never say it was a spork. I mean, I would never do that.
is different because it's either a spoon or a fork. It is a complete conversion. It's not never both in the middle. One. You know what I'm saying? It gives you the time. It gives you the time to just like focus your energy on that utensil in front of you. You know what I'm saying? Like really appreciate the contours of a spoon. You don't want to be, you know, you don't want to decide, you know, you're trying to eat your food.
Yeah.
Oh, right. You have to make decisions.
And is it just kind of like flashlight style where there's like a little button that you could kind of adjust, take the tines in, the spoon out, or just kind of how does it?
I think it's more like a switchblade. Like it's got one side and you just flip it like that. You know what I'm saying? And then also that keeps people at bay when they're trying to eat your soup. You know what I'm saying? You ever have like a mulligatawny and somebody come on you? Like the other day I was eating Chef Boyardee and one of my staff was looking at me. I was like, this is my Chef Boyardee. So if I swish it and it's a switchblade spoon fork combination, you know what I mean? Like, ain't nobody going to come after me.
Thank you.
No really one's going to go after your Chef Boyardee.
I hate when people come after me during soup time. So that's something to keep in mind. Well, Manolo, what do you think? Are you going to invest in both?
Yeah, I have enough Manolo bucks for it.
Well, well, well. It looks like you're getting custom magnets sent to you, Rob.
Yo, can you cheer? Are you excited?
No.
Yeah. Theo, have you ever eaten a stick of butter? Okay, so again, it's a family-friendly podcast, but is the family friendly to us is the question. Mm. So thanks a lot, Rob. Really appreciate you being here. Okay, so I Satyaki in South Bend, Indiana, home of what's his face?
Mayor Pete?
Yes, thank you so much. Okay, yes, wonderful. So I'm glad you're here.
Hey, glad to be here. Manolo, remember every morning you spend hours figuring out the right proportion of like milk to cereal? Or sometimes you maybe want a bowl of milk and a bowl of cereal?
I feel like everyone knows me too much. Why is everyone telling me my private moments?
Now imagine if you had a machine where you could load all the cereal, maybe Magic Spoon. And you load all your milk, maybe different kinds of milk. And then you press a button and then the cereal comes out and the milk comes out and it's a perfect proportion every time.
Do you think there's any herb that goes with a Magic Spoon cereal?
Ooh.
I'm going to throw maybe, one at you.
Yeah, maybe, you know, maybe that would be like the version 2 of the machine where you could add like there would be like a compartment where you can add herbs.
Yeah.
And then it'll decide on whether or not to add to the cereal. And maybe if you want a savory cereal, maybe.
Yeah. What's it called?
Yeah. Oh, it is Cereal Master 2000.
Always a number.
I'm glad it's not called cold cereal because we have an invention called that.
Yeah.
So that's really helpful.
And okay. I guess that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah, what's the tagline?
Yes. It's like Keurig, but for cereal.
Kind of throwing in another product in there.
I think that this makes me think that we should change the name of this show to Game Tank, like Shark Tank, and just have people pitching things. That's it. That's the whole thing. Take away the email component. People just have to come in, pitch hard. This is really inspirational. This game has been really inspirational to me. So
you just
I don't know, what
see
do you think, Manolo?
Beefcake scientists. Gonna buy.
You wanna buy it?
I'll buy it. Yeah.
Well, well, well. You're getting a custom magnet. Woo-hoo, how's that feel? Woo-hoo. Yeah.
So excited. It's my birthday next week. Yay.
Hey, happy birthday.
I mean, just wish you were a child, but the fact that you're an adult, I'm okay with. Thanks so much.
Also, you're going to get your magnet in like 5 months, so maybe.
Hey, it'll be in time for my next birthday.
Of course.
That is such a good attitude to have. Thank you so much, Satyaki. I really appreciate it. Okay, listen, now we have to move on to the next game, but those who have their hands up, I'm just going to make you play the next game. So sorry for that. Okay, so this last game is called Yogurt. It's inspired by Summer Jones from Virginia.
Mm-hmm. And?
And that's the time you, I mean, you should just be cutting me off, you know, ding, 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 that kind of thing.
All right. Can I hear the didgeridoo again?
Okay, here we go. Where'd they go? Tats and Emily, if you could just.
Do you want us to play the same song or a new song?
Could you just, I'm so sorry, could you just do a didgeridoo real quick, just a note?
Oh, I made a mistake.
And now a word from our sponsors. Good? Yeah, that's really good. Thanks so much. All right, this episode is brought to you in part by Magic Spoon.
Oh, yum.
I really love Magic Spoon. I think it's so delicious. And it's like, I really don't like to mix the flavors. I just like to have one flavor. And then I think, ooh, that's such a delicious flavor. But it needs to be pure.
I'm the opposite. I like to mix it all up.
Really?
You're endorsing it prior to us getting sponsored. So that's how good it is.
I know. I love it so much. It really makes me feel like
a child again.
Like almost like more of an adult.
Really?
Because I'm eating so much protein.
Oh, yeah. It does have these health benefits.
So many health benefits is that. Well, zero sugar, 11 grams of protein, and only 3 net grams of carbs in each serving.
I like to mix it up with other things too, like fruits and stuff. So just kind of like fill it out with other things and mixing it up with other flavors.
Fill it up.
From that famous song.
But you can now build your own like variety box. So you could choose from like the cocoa or the fruity or the frosted or the blueberry, or you put a little peanut butter in there, cinnamon. I'm a big fan of the cinnamon. I'm a big fan of the fruity. I'm a big fan of the cocoa.
Yeah, I like the peanut butter a lot. It reminded me of a cereal from my childhood that I liked, which was like rare.
That sounds very tasty. It's it's keto friendly. It's gluten free, grain free, soy free, low carb, and GMO free.
That's my lifestyle.
That's Manolo's lifestyle. And that's not my lifestyle, but I'm trying to get there. You know, Magic Spoon helps. So if you go to magicspoon.com/gameshow, you can grab a variety pack and try it today. And if you use the code GAMESHOW at checkout, you can save $5 off your order.
Yeah, and Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it, for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked.
That is magicspoon.com/gameshow and use code GAMESHOW to save $5 off.
Yeehaw.
We thank Magic Spoon for sponsoring the podcast. Hi there. Listen, we are really excited because Dr. Game Show is sponsored in part by Green Chef, the first USDA certified organic meal kit company.
Green Chef makes eating well easy and affordable with plans to fit every lifestyle, even mine.
So whether you're keto or paleo or vegan or vegetarian or just looking to eat healthier, there's a range of recipes to suit any diet or preference. So tell me about these ingredients.
Oh, the ingredients? They come pre-measured, perfectly portioned, and mostly prepped, so you can spend less time stressing and more time enjoying delicious home-cooked meals. Green Chef's vegan and vegetarian recipes are high in plant proteins and rich in omega-3s. Joe can attest to that.
I have so many omega-3s! I really love... Okay, so I get only the vegetarian vegan ones. I'm vegetarian, and I really think they're so tasty. I just made one that was like a flatbread pizza, and I was like, I don't know if I really want to make a flatbread pizza. But then I made it. It was so delicious. It was like coconut cream based and with roasted garlic. And I never roasted garlic before. It made it super easy. Mm-hmm. And then it had a bunch of what's the vegetable that's I never had before that kind of tastes like licorice?
Fennel.
Fennel. It had fennel, and I learned how to make fennel.
Fennel's
and
great.
Artichokes, and then I put that on top of the pizza, and it was so tasty.
That's what's interesting, that Green Chef kind of introduces you to things.
Yeah, it's like, don't be afraid of fennel. Don't worry about fennel.
For me, it's helping me cook meat better with practice. I still keep thinking about this pork dish that it made me cook.
It made me cook.
It was like this very pleasant slab of pork, and it was just, ugh. I just made it right, and like I'm getting more confident in my cooking abilities. That, and I'm bringing all those skills to my other meals that I make from home.
That's great. I think that's great. I mean, honestly, I think it's kind of cool. Like they had me make this thing that was like a roasted potato, roasted vegetable salad, and it was. I was like, I don't know if roasted potatoes is going to be my thing. And then I made it. It was so delicious. I thought,
That just made me think that, like, you know how people sometimes, like, they want to improve their adulthood life? Mm-hmm. Sometimes they'll take, like, cooking classes. This is cheaper than that.
Look at that. Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that. So you go to greenchef.com/gameshow90 and use code gameshow90 to get $90 off, including free shipping.
It's greenchef.com/gameshow90 and code gameshow90 for $90 off.
The Jackie and Lori show is on the Max Fun Network.
Ooh. Oh, could I say that I listen to their episodes every once in a while, and they're great, and every time I listen to them, I'm like, they need their own daytime talk show.
I think that's wonderful. They talk, so if you don't listen, they talk about their week in stand-up comedy and often the week in stand-up comedy.
And it often devolves into their personal lives, which is fun.
They also feature a comic of the week to follow and highlight, which is great. You get to know about other comics you might not know about.
Yeah, but it's also, I like their dynamic. They have like this cool dynamic that's refreshing.
Check it out.
Yep.
Heat Rocks is a music podcast about the albums that inspire, haunt, and transform us.
Each week, Oliver and Morgan talk to a guest about, well, a heat rock, fire, combustible, an album that burns eternally. Guests have included Wendy and Lisa, Ali Shaheed Muhammad from A Tribe Called Quest, Open Mike Eagle, Raphael Sadiq, and many, many more.
If you love music or love listening to people talk about how much they love music, Heat Rocks is for you.
Yum, 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 yum. Okay.
Okay, back. We're back and we're back.
Okay, so here's, yep, that's the sound of being back, and can I also use it for the theme song for yogurt?
Yeah, it's a very yogurty kind of timbre.
Yeah, it's like after like there's like a film in your throat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Come on, it's family friendly.
You could accompany it too, Emily. Yogurt. That was wonderful.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Tatsu. I really, really appreciate it. And happy holidays. So, okay, here's how this game works. Manolo's rules. Come up with the best rules for a game called Yogurt. Now, this is an example, as you might know, of the people on the Zoom taking advantage of the voting system, voting for a game called Yogurt, because one girl would not stop eating yogurt through the whole time we were trying to record. Okay? And that's just that's something I want you to think about, okay? You have the power to be a good Zoom. And you don't have to be like that bad Zoom before that voted on that nasty game yogurt, okay? Which is a food, not a game. But I want you to think about that.
Nobody get their yogurts right now.
Yeah. Okay. So it looks like we have not heard from a few people that I'm just going to call on right now just to, you know, really. Okay. We're going to talk to Jana in Chicago. Jana, I believe we've heard from you before. Is that correct?
Yes. I'm famously one of the saboteurs of the show.
So this is kind of it's a reckoning moment for us, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. So, Jana, what do you think are the rules for yogurt?
For yogurt. Well, this is an issue very close to my heart because my sister also really enjoys yogurt and she likes this really stinky Greek style yogurt. So all I can think about is just the amount of items that you could mix into this yogurt, which I have seen her do. So it's like guessing that. Which items could perceivably you wouldn't put in yogurt, but but she could.
Uh-huh. Sage?
Like sage. Honestly, she might try that if I suggest it.
Salsa? Salsa?
Salsa?
What else have I seen her like mix into this yogurt? She really likes to mix like granola bars in there, but like the whole granola bar. And just not a brick.
Just a big brick granola bar. Just watch it slowly sink in.
Mm-hmm. Slowly sink in. She'll eat it like that. Mm-hmm. She's put cereal in there before. Mm-hmm. Sometimes she just eats it in the middle of the night.
Okay, so it seems like you're just kind of telling us about your sister, and that's the game.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Oh, wait, is this not Dr. Hangout?
Oh. No, it's not.
Oh.
We're playing yogurt, the game of yogurt. So this is, okay, so that's, well, thanks so much, Jana, starting us off on the great foot. So glad you're here, Jana. Okay, so that was yogurt. That's your final submission for the rules of yogurt.
Yep.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot so much for your help here. Okay, so that was the rules of yogurt. It looks like Stephen Khalil from Mars would like to add a...
I'm back from Mars.
Yeah, hey, from Mars.
Okay.
Hi, Mars.
Okay, so I was thinking really hard about this because I listened to last week's episode, and I figured that yogurt is an acronym, right? And the acronym is the game, all right? The game is... You old girl, you run to track too much, right? And it's a game where you're sitting in a circle, and it's like an AA meeting.
Three T's at the end.
Oh, it's one word. Track too much is one word.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, and so we're all sitting in a circle. There's no running involved, so do not fret. What do? We all have yogurt, and we are. Let's talk. It's like a. You know how like there's AA meetings? It's like a yogurt AA meeting. So it's called a yay yay meeting. And we sit and talk about our addiction to yogurt and how we run track too much while eating yogurt. Thank you. I rest my case.
Oh, okay. Thank you. No, thank you. Wow, that was really helpful. Another excellent game. Yes, thank you so much. It looks like Laura also has a suggestion for yogurt. Sure. Laura, yeah.
Yeah, so everybody knows yogurt is a great source of probiotics, right?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought we could like go through bacteria and you can decide if that's probiotic or antibiotic.
Or just a Greek person.
Yeah. So, like, you know, I say acidiobacteria.
Uh-huh.
And then, yeah.
You, antibiotic.
Sure. Yeah.
Bacchinopolis.
What's that?
Okay. Manolo's playing his own. He's obviously working very hard on this 10-minute Comedy Central special. It's not even coming out till fall. Okay. So... trying to talk about Greek people's names, getting us canceled with the Greeks. No. Okay, so Laura, so you're just saying list bacteria, say whether it's antibiotic or probiotic?
Yes. Like I say, hi, GC Gram Plus.
Mm. Probiotic?
Yeah, I don't, mm-hmm. I think it's, no.
Oh, you don't know. You don't know.
I just Googled, you know, a list of bacteria and they don't.
Mm. So it's mostly on us to kind of do that research, that back end work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks absolutely. A lot, Laura. Thank you so much. Really appreciate that contribution. Thank you. Okay. So looks like Tiger would like to, Tiger has obviously some rules for yogurt.
So I was thinking maybe it's like kind of a bluffing game. So you try and make up a new food that is like controlled spoilage. So if I said leek, so there's this thing called leek yogurt called Logale, and it's made from controlling the decay of leeks. And I have to convince Manolo that this is an actual food that people in Europe eat. And if he's convinced, then you win a custom magnet.
What is it called?
Locally.
Locally?
It's eaten locally here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, locally is eaten locally, don't you know? Yeah. And would you say, Manolo, would you say that's that kind of leaky yogurt is eaten in Europe?
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Okay, so that's vegan. That seems like it's vegan. Thank you. Thanks so much, Tiger. Another great game. Really helpful. Really helpful. All in all, thanks. Seems like really okay. Looks like Tots and Emily would like to contribute something other than the didgeridoo.
So I was thinking that the game yogurt could be like a fun word game where you have to name a food and then you see how you could maybe make it like a different meaning. So like instead of the food yogurt, like no, I'm actually talking to my friend Gert. Hey, yo, Gert. And then you have to do that with other foods.
Okay, so do it. How about you do it with ribs?
Hey, is that a mango that you're eating? No, I was just looking at that man going over there.
What about ribs?
Ribs? That's hard because it's got only one syllable.
What about a hot dog?
Oh, it's supposed to have multiple syllables. Hot dog. Syllables?
Huh? Yeah, so it's... A hot dog? Oh, I'm not eating a hot dog. I was actually just looking at that dog that looks like he's been running in the sun for too long and he needs to cool down.
Okay, thanks so much. I'll talk to you soon. Okay, so that was really awesome. Okay, so looks like Rob in Glenside, Pennsylvania wants to chime in. Rob?
Yeah. So I'm still thinking about product design. You know what I'm saying? Oh, like, so... Uh-huh. I was thinking about a game that questions the aristocracy. Mm-hmm. So my game is going to be called Why It Gotta Be Greek Fo. The object of the game is to try different flavors. Again, DEI, you know what I'm saying? We want to be inclusive. And then the tagline is, yo, playing yourself if you don't try it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yo, play.
But how do you play? Like, how do you play again, real quick? How do you play?
You try assorted flavors. You know what I'm saying? You don't just stick to your strawberry banana. I know all of y'all. I see all these strawberry banana eating people in here. You got to do the key lime. You know what I'm saying? You got to do the honeysuckle lavender. Whatever they got at Trader Joe's. Uh-huh. Maybe put something crunchy in it. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. But this game is really about
including. Chips.
Yeah. Maybe you put some salty in there. You know what I mean? Like, why not?
Okay, so yeah, it's kind of like the Nelly.
No. This is different. This is different.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Totally.
This is a game. This is a game. It comes with a board. It comes with a game board. It comes with a game board. Yeah. It's sponsored by Chobani.
Chobani's. Okay, yeah, it's a Chobani game.
Yeah. I don't know if y'all know, but Chobani's actually Puerto Rican.
Okay.
He's from my neighborhood. And,
it's the first name of a person.
Yeah. You don't know Chobani?
Yeah, I know Chobani. I got in trouble for mentioning Chobani oat milk in an ad that wasn't for Chobani oat milk. So I pretty much know Chobani pretty well.
Chobani,
yeah.
I'm talking about, he can get you your tires, your oil change. He can get you a deal on other stuff. So, you know what I mean? It's a different kind of Chobani. It's more of a chill Bonnie. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Rob. And just checking in with Theo. Theo is enjoying himself.
Who?
Your child.
Oh, Theo.
No. Okay. That's fair enough. Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Rob. We will we'll check back in with you in a second. Does anyone else have a game for yogurt before we I'll move on? Yeah. Okay. Great. Michael and Phoenix. Yeah. Michael.
All right. So thought long and hard about this. And Joe, I don't know if you remember, but you and I collaborated once on a game that was probably Manolo's favorite called Foot.
No.
Where you described a foot that was in the room. And I know Manolo wants to relive that experience, but with yogurt. So what you have to do is describe a style and flavor of yogurt, but you can't use words that would give it away. So here's an example, Manolo. Okay. It lives on an island and the flavor is sticky and sweet. Banana? What do you think it is?
Gunnut. Banana.
You're close.
A snail.
Is it coconut, banana, or snail, Michael?
So the correct answer would have been Greek yogurt, and it's honey vanilla. So I'm sorry, Manolo, you didn't get a custom magnet.
No.
Well,
that's the game, how we would play it. But you don't have to talk about feet this time.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Thanks so much, Michael. Another incredible game. Another incredible rules. Thanks so much. Okay, so let's just, I guess we'll just check in with our producer, Alex, who's got both of his children right here. Alex.
What's happening?
Hey, what's going on? How are you doing?
Sorry, the kids are talking. I can't hear.
Oh, what are the kids saying?
Oh, Emmy, she was just opened her mailbox.
Her mailbox.
Was excited about what was in her little mailbox.
What's in the mailbox?
Custom magnet.
Beanie the Bat! Beanie the Bat!
Beanie the Bat.
Oh, Beanie the Bat. And, can I just ask if you've ever eaten a stick of butter?
Emmy, have you ever eaten a stick of butter?
Okay, I gotta go, Alex. Rocky's, I'm so sorry.
Rocky's allergic to milk, so Rocky hasn't. Rocky, can you say custom?
Say custom. Magnet. Say custom. Magnet.
All right, that laugh is enough to get me through. Okay, thank you so much. Well, with that said, that was yogurt. So this has been a pretty incredible episode. The games to choose from are Dr. Time Saver, Monster Sneak Jobs, and yogurt. So this is a good time to vote in the chat, and we'll just kind of calculate that up if you don't mind. Dr. Time Saver's already gotten one vote. That's excellent. Oh, two votes for Dr. Time Saver. Three votes for Dr. Time Saver. Incredible. Okay. That's four votes for Dr. Time. Five votes for Dr. Time Saver. One vote for yogurt. Thanks a lot. Okay. Great. Looks like we got another vote for Dr. Wilting Herbs. Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. So looks like we got four votes for Dr. Wilt. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Another vote for Dr. Time Saver. Another vote for Dr. Wilting Herbs. Okay, again, that is not a game we've played, just so you all know. All right. It looks like the Dr. Wilting Herbs and yogurt are tied at the moment, and Dr. Time Saver is in the lead. So that being said...
And they're specifically spelling it YOGURT,
mm-hmm.
which is Tots Rules.
Okay, Rob is saying both my son and dog vote for yogurt. Okay, wonderful. Let's just check in. We haven't heard from Jamil in a while. Jamil, what are you voting for?
Dr. Time Saver sounded good, although many applications for yogurt, I guess.
No. Okay, thank you. Okay, so that was really good. Does anyone else want to? Me and 32 other people also vote for Dr. Yogurt. Okay, so I'm just going to check in with Stephen Khalil real quick for Mars. Stephen Khalil, if you just said
Hi. You
and 32 other people vote for, what do you mean?
So I just walked around and asked 32 people what game they would want to play. And they all said Dr. Yogurt. And I don't know where they came from. They just yelled at me, Dr. Yogurt.
Oh, they did.
Yeah. That's why you have to have them sign a petition. That's interesting because
we only actually have 12 listeners of this show. But thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Really appreciate your help. Okay, the squirrels that live in our walls vote for Dr. Time Saver. Thank you so much. That was...
How many okay, is that?
Okay, Maggie and Alex in Maine, just checking in with you all.
Yeah, so we have a family of squirrels that live in our walls, and so that's like 10 to 12.
Oh, 10 to 12, because we did have 32 votes for Yogurt, so if you could.
But I also speak on behalf of all of the ghosts that are in Maine.
Oh, the ghosts, good, yeah, that's really good.
So, thousands.
Thousands. Oh,
excellent.
Maine's a haunted state.
Of course it is. That's
the state slogan.
That's the state slogan, so thank you so much, that's really helpful. We're going to just check it back in with Rob, who's now has his son. Okay, so Rob, what did you vote for?
Otto, can you tell them Yogurt? That's the one you wanted, right? When you were not here, you should have seen him. He just kept saying, Yogurt! Yogurt!
I've been here, so.
And he could barely talk. And he, like, that's the game he really wanted. So, right, Otto? You say hi?
What's he watching?
Right now he's watching No, It's Hot. Be careful, it's hot. It's a kid song.
Oh.
But
if anyone want to vote for No, No, It's Hot
yesterday, and then today he said Dr. Yogurt. It's crazy.
Dr. Yogurt. Okay.
Well. Okay, watch out. No, No, It's Hot. Thanks so much. Really appreciate that kind of input. Dr. Timegurt. Is what Tats is okay. Laura suggests all my bacteria friends, which goes into the millions, vote for Time Saver. Okay, well, Laura has figured out a loophole. It does appear that Jenna from Chicago is voting for No, No, It's Hot. Classic Jenna, thanks a lot. So it looks like Maggie and Alex said Georgia just called. It's Dr. Time Saver. Thank you so much. Wow, Dr. Time Saver, you are going to be the winning game. Submitted by Jason. Congrats to Jason. Okay. This is getting pretty juicy. Thank you all for coming to this recording. I hope you all enjoy your custom magnets if you won them. And if not, play again. So with that said, thank you all for being here and you just have a good one. And that's the end of the episode. I'm going to close this out with some special thanks. If you don't mind, Manolo, could you play us out?
Oh, did you do it out?
Yeah.
With some piano. Tots,
Emily, are you ready?
Always.
Special thanks to our producer, Alex. Our mixer, Andy Christens, is recorded remotely via Zoom, and the theme was at one point written by Big Huge. Please subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Dr. Game Show. Buy a Dr. Game Show t-shirt at designed by Manolo at MoseMoonStore.com. And feel free to send us your fan art or theme song to drgameshow@gmail.com.
Wow.
And that's the show. Thank you so much. This is a section where we give Manolo Manolo gets a chance to talk about what he's been thinking about this whole time. So Manolo, with that said, the time starts now.
Wait, what do I talk about?
What have you been thinking about?
I don't know. I was just thinking about what to do with my herbs as they list away to the thing. I just never, of like all the food that's in my fridge, I just never had that much concern with any of it. Then I feel like herbs are like my favorite child or something. And maybe I should kind of focus on the other thing that's in my fridge, like the month-old hummus that was left in my refrigerator. No one talks about what it should, how it's the remainder of its life should be spent. And I don't think I'm going to put it in my beans or anything. I don't know what to say. I tried it in a sandwich, but I can't eat bread. So then, like, I used to do the lettuce things where I try to turn lettuce into bread.
That's time. Thank you so much.
Bread it on lettuce.
Okay, that's it. Thank you so much. That's been your minute. Really good job. And thank you, everybody, for coming to the show. It's nice to see you all, and we appreciate you giving your voices and faces to the podcast today. You made it much better than it would have been ever before. So thank you, and goodbye.
Bye.
Telephone, it's Joe, Joe Firestone. Do you want to play a game? Tell the winner how much she needs to know. She's Dr. Game Show.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.